It wasn't so long ago that nesting dolls were Russia's most popular children's toy. But today, matryoshkas, as they're called, aren't selling like they used to. Even souvenir sales are down, and that's threatening to put artists and manufacturers out of business. We have this report from Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
I'll show you. Not one is alike. Every one of them is different. The faces are friendly, open, big, and round.
That's artist Anna Dimitrova describing matryoshki. They're the colorful wooden nesting dolls that look a little like short bowling pins. Dimitrova says no two dolls are alike. If you open one up, there can be as many as 50 smaller dolls inside. The traditional version is a Russian peasant woman, but you can also find ones painted to look like Russian leaders and American presidents. Dimitrova describes the painstaking detail work that goes into every doll.
We do everything by hand from start to finish. We paint the face, we paint the body, then we color the eyes. Look, they'll have a different eye color. The doll needs to be healthy and strong-looking.
Unfortunately, the nesting dolls aren't selling as well as they used to. Officials say business is down by as much as one-third since the economic crisis hit. Yana Bukanova sells matryoshki at a market in Moscow, but she says no one's buying them now.
These dolls used to be very important. Everyone liked them. Now no one buys because it is crisis. Even foreigners don't buy very much. They don't come here this summer, and when they do, they only look, not buy. Nobody have money.
Matryoshki manufacturers are worried they'll go out of business. Alexander Slovesnov heads the artist business and toy factory in Sergei Posad, some 50 miles outside of Moscow. It's often called the Russian birthplace of the wooden nesting dolls. Slovesnov says matryoshki are a wonderful Russian classic, but I'll have to make some changes to keep his business afloat.
We want to improve the designs of the products and the range of our matryoshki. At the moment, we're selecting a new team to help us with this.
Business has been so bad that matryoshki makers like Slovesnov have asked the Kremlin for a bailout, and the government agreed. In March, it promised to buy nearly $30 million worth of nesting dolls and other traditional goods for Russian officials to give as gifts. But Slovesnov says his factory still hasn't seen one ruble.
None of the national industries have felt any support from the government. Actually, we were at a meeting last night discussing government support. Of course, there isn't any, but it's really necessary.
Alona Satarova is also waiting for some government stimulus. She sells matryoshki at a kiosk in Sergei Posad. She's afraid she'll lose her livelihood, and the country may lose an important part of its cultural heritage.
In Russian history, matryoshki are like our national industry. They are our national souvenirs and a symbol of Russia.
Another matryoshki seller, Katya Abdullah, says she doesn't know how much longer she can stay in business. And for her, that's very sad. She says, my mom played with them, my grandma played with them. They're important. For The World, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.